The HMS Podcast is available on the 98KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker, number MD100-2031, NMLS number 186375, LifeChanger Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
Hopefully Brady's segment's ready to go. The White Stripes. I'm getting several... I won't say from who because they're very funny, but I'm getting an email, a theme from one of our listeners that just says, "What if I said I needed more time?" Signed, Lee Harvey Oswald. Basically, the subject says, "Deadlines are important." What if I needed more time? Signed, Muhammad Atta. If Jeremy were a terrorist, we'd all mourn September 13th. Kenny says, "Let me get this straight. We lose Eric, and this guy comes in. We need him standing out there in that paperboy suit you were talking about, riding that high boy until he figures out what he's done wrong. This isn't effing Beth and Friends. Come on, Fat Chops Jeremy. Get it together. I'm Italian like Brett. Give me the word. I'll have some of my friends come tune Jeremy up for next Thursday so he's ready."
Is that Eddie Colorado again?
A
guy named Kenny Walls.
Hey, you little guitar tuning on your friend Jeremy there.
Wow. Brutal. Jeremy's getting killed over here. This guy's like, "I was a huge Jeremy supporter, but I can't get behind this. I was Team Jeremy. Highly disappointed," says Corey. John, let's face it. You're losing control of the show. Eric's gone. Now Jeremy. Get it together, man. Your name's on this goddamn thing. This is how you want to be remembered? Employees just walking all over you? Time to clean house. Build this goddamn thing back up. 2021 means rebuild. Manuel Mendez. Well, if anybody knows how to build things fast, it's a Mexican named Manuel. And now all the new things are coming in. How about WTF moments in radio history where someone loses their job live on the air because they didn't do it? Look at him over there all masked up. Good thing those masks are. He's wearing a cloth one so it can dry those tears.
Soaked up.
The thing's drenched.
Poor little fella. Anyway, and then I got another thing. Check this out. So we were talking about like stuff that could explode nearby because of the thing that happened in Beirut and all. And we're like, "What's close to us? What's nearby?" And this guy says, "Please keep me anonymous." And I said, "You got it, Charlie Jefferson." Charlie Jefferson of Phoenix. Says, "There's more going on at that Papago place that you were complaining about right next to your building than you know. I may or may not currently work there, and I can neither confirm or deny that under the mountain – there are radio antennas and satellite dishes all over the place. There's an underground submarine base with a channel tunnel that runs to the Gulf of Mexico. Don't believe me? Then why are there old submarine parts south of McDowell next to the mountain?"
Submarine races in the Tempe Town Lake.
Oh, that was... Don't let the dream die. Sorry. But yeah, let's let the cat out of the bag on that. I don't know. And I wouldn't even know what a submarine part looks like, to be honest with you. I've ridden my bike by there a million times. I would never ride by. There'd have to be a mermaid next to it for me to even think it was nautical. A periscope? I wouldn't assume submarine. But he says that there's channels running under. I know we're on a huge aquifer. So I wonder if we dug deep enough, we could get to that, and we'd find a submarine thing down to Mexico. Seems far-fetched. Awesome. Seems far-fetched. I'm just going to say it. But if you ran through the old Salt River as you're underground, there'd be no like plumbing or anything to run into. It just seems like an awfully large construction project.
Right. To go under
someone
knew about,
to not notice the pile of dirt that could come out of that hole that made Papago Mountain.
And what is the advantage of shooting the subs from here?
Well, we wouldn't. Should we just fire them down? You'd be surprised.
Safety,
that's for
safety,
goddamn
Brady.
Sure. Yeah. But if you need submarines, yeah, you're right. Brady makes a good point, though.
No, safety, sure, yeah. You got it, Toledo, but it'll take send a sub out. Yeah. Well, it's going to take 3 days.
Yeah, that's
there.
He's got a good point. Like, what's the point of launching them from here when their only use is in the Gulf of Mexico anyway?
Right.
So you just put them in the Gulf. Do this job in Houston, at least, you know, just like Beaumont on the outskirts of Houston. Make the trip a little quicker to the Gulf. It doesn't seem – did you say Gulf of California or Gulf of Mexico? He said Gulf of Mexico. So, yeah, we got to shoot all the way just a little bit east of Houston with
either
this underground.
Over.
Submarines are ready. Desert subs ready to go, sir.
It's going to be a while.
All right. We're under attack. Send out the desert subs.
Desert submarines are 1 week out, sir. We'll be in the Gulf of Mexico.
God damn it.
Well, they're definitely
Thank
going.
God you're safe.
They're definitely going to get us by now. All right. Enemy, please wait 5 days for our submarine fleet to get here. From Phoenix.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Seems fair. We're out of bullets. Please cease fire.
Turn around. You forgot something.
I forgot my bullets. Jack. I'm out of bullets, Jack.
Time out, okay?
Time out, okay?
You want me to wait here while you go back and get
reload.
More bullets to shoot at me with?
Is that okay?
Would you mind?
Robin Williams and Jerry Reed and the Survivors with Walter Matthau.
Great Let's go
movie.
Over it again. What are you going to say?
No,
when
let's
Jack
not recreate
gets
the whole
here.
Goddamn movie.
I want to do the whole thing.
All right, settle down. All of a sudden, he's interesting. Anyway, it's time now for the entertainment drill. Brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, and I want to see the survivors now. Although, if I say Walter Matthau, I just want to watch Bad News Bears. Got a game this weekend against the Athletics. You know what that means? Bad news for them Athletics. You're goddamn right, Ahmed.
Get your crack ass out of here, Butterworth. Butter
Let's not bring race into this, Ahmed. Climbs that tree to go hang out with Ahmed for a minute. Is Hank Aaron. So I want to watch that and the Survivor. It's a Walter Matthau double feature for me. In the meantime, you can get to reactdefense.com and check out all their stuff for home workouts. Don't tape yourself doing anything, by the way. You'll stop working out immediately. But you can learn some life-saving skills and do a whole bunch of great things and get in shape while you do it with the incredible trainers from ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. And while you're at it, KUPD listeners, you can get 2 months unlimited training right now for $169, 1 month for $99 if you want to do the short commitment. Great stuff to keep a business afloat while they're sitting back awaiting government rule to take the shackles off of their gym, and hopefully that happens soon. But you'll be all prepared and ready to go, and you can use that gift certificate anytime in the next year. It just helps a bunch of great people during a very strange business time. So if you're thinking about doing it, do it. Get yourself connected. Get involved. Learn what those trainers are up to online. And you can go to their Facebook page at reactdefense.com. And then also, if you go to their pro shop right now and sign up right there, they'll give you one of their T-shirts that they make. They got a great pro shop full of gear and equipment and shirts and things like that. It's a beautiful place. They're great people. Tried and true for over 20 years in this COVID pandemic. Has got everybody thinking, come on, we got to do this right. They're going to be around, that's for darn sure. But you guys need to get involved because it's a mixed up world, and they'll teach you everything you need to know the right way. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Megan Fox posted a picture of her and Machine Gun Kelly and called him an achingly beautiful boy. So Brian Austin Green trolled her by posting pictures of his three sons with Megan, calling them achingly beautiful boys.
Yeah, he took a shot. That was pretty, and it was, look.
Yeah, it was funny.
She can still want to hump Machine Gun Kelly and love her kids. It's not polarizing. Just because she didn't put up a picture of her achingly beautiful boys that are, Brian
right,
Austin Green.
I chuckled at it.
I did too, but I think he looks bad. I think that's the bitter ex. That's the bitter ex, and she's clearly moved on, and him paying attention to her Instagram and getting mad at her because she's with Tommy Lee's acting brother. He was good as Tommy Lee in The Dirt.
Yeah,
I thought he was really good.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, he's got some catchy songs that I really like. I don't want
really?
To. I know. I don't want to admit it.
Really?
Brett, trust me. That noise happens in my head every time I listen to him. But the last one he had, I really liked it.
I don't know.
I even said it's going to burn fast. You don't want to like it because it's poppy. And I get that. But give it a second. You're like, this is a little goddamn earworm.
All right. I'll check it out. I'll check it out.
What's it called? Something Valentine. It's sweet, and the video's great because Megan Fox is in it. But you want to talk about somebody who pumped out three kids?
Does she still look good after
and
all
has I have like abs and those like canals that go down the. So she looks good.
Huh, I haven't seen her
thought she looked mean though. I've always said that about Megan Fox. Her face looks mean,
she's and got I don't resting think she's, bitch
yeah, she kind of got that. I don't have time for you look, but the when she was on the show with us, couldn't have been sweeter. Like really nice, funny, played along. I tried to get her to name that third kid me, like John. She wouldn't do it, but. Yeah, she was super sweet. And I was like, you know, she's got that look. It's intimidating. She's just intimidatingly pretty.
Yeah, Bloody Valentine.
Bloody Valentine. It's a great song. You playing it?
No, but I will.
I bet you if I do, Brett will start dancing. It'll make him mad.
I don't know.
You ready, Brett?
You ready? Here
you
go.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a catchy song.
Be able to top the Bee Gees.
Get the soft shoe on.
It's catchy. You got to turn it up.
Oh, you got to.
Yep. Plug in.
Oh, yeah, you got to plug in there real quick. Here you go. It's catchy. I don't want to like this song at all, but I do. You're the best I ever had. Come on, Brett. She helps.
Well, yeah. Well, she helps. The visual, yeah.
Can you see rolling some gnocchi to this?
Could you roll gnocchi to this?
No.
Could you grate some Parmesan?
No.
Oh, excuse me. Do you call it Parmese? Parmeat? What do you call Parmesan? What letters do you drop off of that one?
Just with no, it's just Parmesan.
It is okay. Then why is mozzarella missing?
I don't know. Mozzarella.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Prosciutto.
So yeah, prosciutto is definitely it.
So there's just vowels?
And some things, yeah.
Spaghetti is spaghetti.
It's pasta.
I'm getting it. I knew I'd get it. I'll take the heat. All right, dude, you've gone too far. Machine Gun Kelly's the worst, period.
You've gone
I hate it.
Far.
I hate that I like it.
It sounded like a Blink 182 song.
It does. Oh, and then Joe Cubello just sent me Hope Solo's butthole again because he's mad at me for liking Machine.
Here you go.
Here's what happens.
I deserve
when
it.
You do
I
this.
Deserve that. I'll tell you right now, I deserve that. Sorry. Brady, go ahead. My bad. I'll take it back. I'll go to rehab or something for Machine Gun Kelly songs. They're cute and they're sweet and they're fun and they're bubblegum and they go away.
Do you remember the 80s and 90s wrestler Marty Jannetty?
Yeah, a little
bit. He was part of the 90s tag team called the Rockers.
Oh, yeah.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels guys, yeah. I don't remember. I couldn't point him out of a crowd, but I remember the Rockers. Right.
Yeah. When they said the Rockers, I was the same way. But
Jannetty, is he a crime boss?
Well, in a recent Facebook post, which no longer exists, Marty claimed he killed a guy when he was 13 years old. Supposedly, Marty was working at a bowling alley in Columbus, Georgia, and he used to buy weed from a gay coworker.
Uh-oh.
One day, the dude tried to pull Marty behind the building and sexually assault him, so Marty offed him.
Oh, my God.
He said, that was the very first time I made a man disappear. They never found him.
The very
they should have
first
looked in the
time.
Chattahoochee River. Marty is now 60 years old, so it would have happened around 1973. Police in Columbus, Georgia, say they will look into this case, but they have several other active homicide cases and going on right now.
Wow. That Shawn Michaels' tag team partner might be killing everybody?
Well, that he offed a man, yeah, when he was 13 years old. But the interesting thing is the post was, because the reason why he was saying it, he was breaking up with his girlfriend. And he said, we both, I just want to let you know that I protect the relationship and I don't want to hurt you like I hurt this guy.
Huh. So he admitted it in his own weird
way. It's a roundabout way, yeah. But the reason why I want to break up with you.
So I don't kill again.
Before you hurt me.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. By the way, Thomas Wells, our Scottish listener, has texted and he said, hey, bro, how are you? Still hard body? I assume yes. The show seems a lot oilier than usual. I can't quite put my finger on it yet.
Oh, come on.
I do feel greasy after listening. It's Brett. He's not paying attention that Brett's in the room now. I feel so oily listening to you, Shul.
Can't help it.
I'm quite putting my finger on it yet. I don't have it on the pulse. But my guess is the Dago.
Here's something interesting that might make you check out Shark Week.
Yeah.
Because I said, it kind of jumped the shark for me a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal, William Shatner, wow. Mike Tyson, and other guests will appear on the Shark Week talk show.
That's
Josh
when it jumped
Gates
the shark, though.
Tonight.
What was the point of the talk show?
Well,
and maybe I tell
it's
you,
a little different direction this time.
If it's Shaquille O'Neal, I know exactly what the talk show is. It's more, it's an advertisement. He'll go on and go, well, and I'm here because of the general. Well, Frosted Flakes would like to donate $1,000. It's going to be commercials.
How big a shark bite can be on this pizza?
Exactly, yeah.
And now, Papa John's new shark bite pizza. It comes with a giant bite out of it from me, Shark Daddy.
What repels the shark is Gold Bond.
Baby Shark, do 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 do.
Yeah, I don't. That's the problem I had. And then we always give Josh Wolf trouble. Because when he was hosting that Shark Week thing, I'm like, what the hell was
that? This time, yeah. And then
there was no point.
Time Josh Gates.
Which I feel bad for whoever the host is because they're being asked to interrupt Shark Week by talking to, like, you know, Shaquille O'Neal's always interesting, but I got tons of Shaquille O'Neal. That Shark Week is, if Shaquille hosted Shark Bites the show or like Tosh.0,
Shaq.0, all Shark Bites all day,
and he just narrated the videos, I'd love it. But I don't want a talk show in the middle of Shark Week. I want sharks biting people. And they really, what they did was they overestimated how many videos of shark bites they were going to get once they started this. And then every year started to become the same shows over and over until they just started. Remember the one they made up about brackish water sharks? What was that?
And the bull shark?
Yeah. And then they had, it was that weird mystery.
Did it happen that far up the river?
And they tried to pass it off like it was a real boat looking for these sharks that had gone way up. And they're like, wait a minute, this is all fake. This is a bad Hallmark movie.
It was like 80 years ago, wasn't it, or something? When they,
yeah, but they weren't
they
telling us.
A shark.
Yeah, they weren't telling us they were recreating something. They were trying to make it seem like it was a documentary, and it was so badly done. And then the Megalodon thing, that's when
a step away from Sharknado.
Yeah, all I want. Now cut it down to like Shark Day. And show me all the bites. And then the sharks breaching the water, eating seals and stuff.
That's the one everybody
wants to see. Well, the counter-programming, that, in fact, is happening. On like Nat Geo, they are all running them. I mean, you know,
much
they started
better.
Last week. And
yeah. I just got another email from somebody at Papago that says it's true.
Nope. We just sent a sub out.
Nuclear subs are stored under in a water basin under Papago Mountain.
Why wouldn't they store it somewhere closer, like Tucson or something? I mean,
Tucson? What the hell are they thinking even being in the desert storing submarines?
Yeah.
I mean.
But, you know, I guess.
Come on. It's the least likely.
No. Yeah, exactly.
I'll give you St. Louis. Because you got the Mississippi and you can shoot down that real fast.
Yeah.
Is it deep enough, though?
Oh, yeah. You could find your way through it.
You're going to be scraping bottom every now and then, but it's mud. It could take it.
If it got stuck, would you even risk it? Like, I don't know, the Mississippi gets down to about 13 feet at a certain point. If we jam this sub, the gig is up. Maybe we should put them in the ocean, sir. Poppycock, what are you, crazy? That's where they'll look.
The Russians will know.
The Russians will look. You idiot moron, Nelson. Why do you think that they would bomb the oceans first and try to get our submarines? They'd never think Papago Mountain. So we'll protect our subs and make them completely useless under the desert. Brady,
you know
if you ever
do it. Huh. Is they shallow in the shallow parts of the Mississippi. All it is a steamboat ship, a paddle wheel ship on top of the sub.
Oh.
You think it's a paddle wheel.
Oh, genius.
That and those paddle boats, they're known from getting to A to B real quick.
Oh, speedy.
Yeah.
So that'll get us. When we've got to threaten the Gulf of Mexico, what I want is a paddle boat dragging our warships down the Mississippi for 3 days.
A lot of paddle boats.
Yeah, it seemingly is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, but it's 2020. Why not? Why wouldn't it be real? I got to get under that. Brady, did you ever deliver any ribs to the subterranean ships?
General Dynamics? Did they
I don't know.
Some of the stuff? No.
You're bragging
yesterday. Yeah, we did one time, yeah.
Under Papago?
No, not under Papago.
You didn't hear any splashing or trained dolphins with bombs on their heads? All right, we're done. You done?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
that's enough. Good. That's enough. That's enough of us. Larry's not here because Larry is having his back fixed. Finally, old Lair replaced by old Jer. Well, I don't know. Maybe if Jeremy feels like it, he'll get going about noon. The show starts in a couple minutes, but he'll get going about noon.
Sorry, I got a lot on my mind.
So, John, I guess this explains why we're not doing Holmberg's Morning Relapse anymore, because Jared just doesn't feel like doing any goddamn things around there until
Look
he feels like
taking
doing
a
them.
Beating. Yeah, Jeremy used to host that podcast, which, you know, big long talk with Jerry yesterday, too, about all the things I want him to do and really championing
the day one after the big talk.
First day, he got real comfortable. Told him yesterday, here's my vision for you. Here's the role I want you to play. I want this, this, and this. I think it's great. You're really... I think you're good. You're good at what we've got going on. You see the vision I see. You know the show really well.
Yeah, I'll get to it.
What? I just told you you start today.
Yeah, that's no good for me.
Here's how it's playing out, Chief.
So do I get vacation time?
Yeah, you'll get the same as the...
I'm going to start next week. I'm going to Acapulco.
Super millennial.
Need a couple of hunch.
Yeah. Can I borrow a couple bucks to buy tickets to Acapulco since I just now planned that?
Sure. I'll get you that Diet Dr. Pepper.
I like it. All right, we're done. Jer is in. Give him all the heat you can give him. I think it's oldjer@98kupd.com is his email. Or just, he prefers letters through the mail.
Old Jer.
Addressed to Old Jer. We're done. Have a great day. Larry is not next. Old Jer's giving you all the fun today. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Station identification. Arizona's most
powerful rock radio station. Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number NB100-2031, NMLS Number 186377. LifeChangerLoan Corp is an equal housing lender.